Hey, Father's Day is on the way.
And your dad is the next stop on the Gorillas Cash Money train.
No freaking way.
Are you serious?
Last month, we did the mom noms.
Thank you.
Now we want to get your dad paid for being awesome.
All week on The Morning Show,
you can nominate your dad or any legendary father figure in your life
for a $500 Father's Day cash prize
and eternal backyard barbecue bragging rights.
Listen to Ryan on the Gorilla Morning Show
and text us at 7:30
to nominate any dad who deserves some extra green this month.
Give your dad the ultimate honor.
A moment of glory on the Gorilla.
And a wad of cash money.
I am excited. That's awesome.
Don't miss the Dad Awards.
All week leading up to Father's Day.
Only on 95.3 Gorilla.
It's Thursday.
Hey, wait a minute. I've got a great idea.
Listen up.
Let's put on a show.
That is a good idea.
No, that's a great idea.
What kind of a show?
Super sexy cool.
What kind of show you think I'm doing here?
Have you ever met in person?
You look a lot better when you can't tell what you look like.
Have you ever seen my show?
You're on radio and not on television.
Make faces for radio.
And now for a little radio.
Here we go.
It's showtime, baby. Welcome in. It's 95.3 Gorilla. I'm Ryan Gavin, getting ready for the weekend. I know it's Friday Eve up in here. You ready? Ready to party? Whatever your plans are this weekend, make sure you keep Gorilla nice and loud because we have some big stuff coming up for you. Hunt Gorilla Summer 2026 is just getting started right now. This week and next week, tickets for the Mississippi Deep Sea Fishing Rodeo. We want to get you in. That's happening the week of the 4th of July. Congratulations to all of our winners for the Do Portugal Circus. Yeah, they're in Biloxi this weekend. We have some other big summer stuff coming up for you, too. And, of course, congrats to all the dads up and down the coast who've won a ton of money this week with the second annual Dad Awards, only on 95.3 Gorilla.
Another Gorilla winner.
Tell me about your husband.
I met him 21 years ago, and on my very first date, my son was coming. His dad didn't get to pick him up, so he had to stay with me.
Okay.
So Ryan was like, so what? You know, bring him with us. It's just a date.
Oh, that's great.
We stayed out that whole night until 11:30 when he met my oldest son, who's now 33. They just hit it off. And I've always told them since they've been older, text me once a week, call me, you know, just let me know you're okay.
Yeah.
When I called him, they don't answer. When I text them, they don't answer. But let him call or text, they're right there. I mean, they share everything with him.
Oh, that's funny.
Before me, they never, I don't know about anything until it's after the fact. And I'm like, well, how did you find this out? He's like, oh, well, they called me. And I'm like, what? You know, I gave birth to them. The one I gave birth to for at least 10 and a half hours, and they don't ever call me first. They call him, and I have been truly blessed with a wonderful man. Yeah.
Oh, that's
and they
funny.
Love him. They call him Paul, and honestly, I can't ask for a better husband, a better father to my boys.
Please tell him that out of all the entrants this morning, we picked him for the Dad Awards, and he's got $500 from Gorilla.
Shut up.
Yeah, he won. We're doing it.
No.
Yes.
Are you serious?
He's got our grand prize today, $500 for Father's Day from 95.3.
Do I have to tell him?
You can if
I
you
can
want
just keep
to.
It, right?
You
No, I won't.
No, you got to give it to him. I mean, I guess technically
I
you could keep it, but you got to give it to him. It's for Father's Day. That's funny.
That's got it. Well, thank y'all so much.
You're welcome.
Really appreciate that.
Thank you for listening.
Thank
this
you.
Is so cool. Thank you for texting in. Thank you for nominating Ryan.
Not me.
Your husband.
No, not you. My Ryan.
Ryan.
My Ryan.
Oh, look, it's Ryan Gavin on 95.3 Gorilla.
I was surprised by this. The number is only 55%. I thought this would have been like 90%+. Only 55% of people say that they celebrate their pet's birthday. Every year on all of our pets' birthdays, we have three pets. We have a golden doodle and two cats. We give them treats. We have a little, you know, I mean, it's not like a party, but we get the little party hat out for the golden doodle for Mr. Oliver Wendell. You know, we give him some hamburger or whatever. You know, maybe get some steak. We celebrate our pets' birthdays. How about you? Do you do this? Amy is first. Amy, somebody on Facebook just said that that's weird. Do you think this is weird?
I don't think it's weird. I don't know my pets' birthdays, but Thanksgiving, Christmas, holidays,
yep.
I talk baby to them and I make sure they have all the, I call it the good stuff, which is the wet food.
Oh, of course.
Merry Christmas, little baby.
That's amazing. Yeah, see, we actually know the birthdays of all of our pets because we got them so young. We adopted two out of the three. But we even know the birthday of the third one. So, like, you know, we know what their birthdays are and we celebrate with them. We give them the good stuff. We give them the wet food, the treats. The poodle gets some food he probably shouldn't eat. You know, what about you? Do you celebrate your pet's birthdays? Dawn is next. Dawn, you're on.
Yeah, I absolutely would. Pets are part of the family.
Yes, sir.
If I named my son after my dog, it should be considered an honor for him, I would think. My dog, Samson, was the best dog in the world.
Aww.
Absolutely, 100%. He was like my son. I would love to name my son Samson if my wife would let me.
See, pets are people, and not only should we celebrate their birthdays, I think we should name them like people names. That's why my wife and I, that's why we name all of our dogs after Supreme Court justices. Not living ones, old ones, right? Like Oliver Wendell, the poodle. Oliver Wendell Holmes. He's not named Spot or Rover. He's got a name!
Straight from Ryan's iPhone. This is Showbiz Buzz.
Mike Myers alert. Mr. Myers making some news.
Are we ever going to see an Austin Powers 4?
Yes.
Hey.
Yes, that was a straight yes right there. Austin Powers 4. Groovy, baby. That should be fun. Michelle Obama revealed on a new podcast episode that she saved a friend's life with the Heimlich maneuver.
Now, we're there with Malia and two of her friends. They're in their 20s, right? But they're still babies, yeah. Right? She stands up, finished eating. She stands up and coughs. And I think she coughed up something and it got stuck in her throat. And she was like, and I said, are you okay? And she said, now the three children, they just pushed away from the table.
And laughed and started laughing.
No, they didn't laugh. They were like, huh.
Oh, that's what I would have done.
It was girls.
Yeah, they started
it was guys.
Moving.
Yes, we'd have been cracking
they
up.
Weren't laughing. They were moving away. And I got up and I said, I went behind her and I just pull up like they. I've never done the Heimlich before, and it dislodged it.
Michelle saving the day. I love it. Some really sad news from Hollywood yesterday. The Ring and Lilo and Stitch star Davy Chase has passed away at just 35 years old. Former child actress. She fell on really, really hard times. She was living in an unhoused situation in Los Angeles. She died from meningitis. Very, very sad. And some good news from Jon Bon Jovi. He said he's doing well after vocal cord surgery.
It's been a long time. It'll have been 4 years since I've been on the big stage. But I'm fully recovered. I feel great. I mean, we literally are well past 50 songs that are show ready at this point. So, you know, the thing about my shows is I change the setup quite a bit. And we're well rehearsed. And now it's just about, you know, waiting out the clock to get to the stage.
Good news for Bon Jovi, but bad news for British TV star Jeremy Clarkson, revealing that he's been diagnosed with cancer.
I've got cancer. Where is of no concern of anybody? I've known since May.
Yeah, Jeremy Clarkson revealing a severe cancer diagnosis. All the best wishes to him. That's your Showbiz Buzz today. It's Thursday, June 18th.
It's time to go back. Here's today's flashback freakout.
Big birthday to celebrate today. Sir Paul McCartney. The one and only Paul. Is turning 84 years old today. One of the undisputed greatest to ever do it. Happy birthday, Paul. Blake Shelton is 50 years old today.
Every time I hear that song, I'm standing in the pouring on your front.
On this date back in 2001, June 18th, 01, The Fast and the Furious premiered and kicked off that whole series. On this date back 10 years earlier in 1991, Bryan Adams released this song, and it became the Billboard Song of the Year in 1991.
It's not worth that.
Everything I do,
no, it's true.
I do it for you. It's Bryan Adams.
Everything I do it for you.
It's 35 years ago today. And June 18th today is National Picnic Day.
It's time for the church picnic.
What? They had a picnic last week.
No, they didn't. You just brought a bucket of chicken to church.
If God didn't want us to eat in church, he would have made gluttony a sin.
Oh, Homer. There we go. There's your flashback freakout today. Happy Thursday. It's June 18th.